Every May, the buzzword around Cincinnati is kind of weird, like you, as the Cincinnati Fringe Festival gears up for our region's largest, longest, and most peculiar performing arts festival. This year, however, the buzz is a little different. It's weird and digital. And joining me to let us know more, electronically, of course, is Andrew Hungerford, Producing Artistic Director of No Theater of Cincinnati, which produces the Cincinnati Fringe Festival. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, let's start off with a question on everyone's mind. How is Fringe going to work this year?
Well, when we first got word of the spread of the coronavirus and we knew that mass gatherings wouldn't be likely, we quickly went to work coming up with a number of different scenarios that would still make the Fringe possible. And so what we've ended up on is this idea of a digital Fringe. We're a Fringe festival that curates submissions from across the country. And this year we had a record-breaking number of submissions, which meant we had planned to have a record-breaking number of shows. But of course, then things changed. So we reached out to artists who had been accepted to find out if they would be willing to participate in the Fringe in a digital format. And we gave them a couple options for what that would mean. One, if they had a digital version of the Fringe show they had submitted, already recorded and ready to go, or could create a digital version of that show, we really wanted them to participate. Another option was if they couldn't do this show digitally, but they had a show from Fringe's past, a Fringe favorite show that we could feature, we left that as an option. And then as another option, we allowed them to come up with a completely new show if their existing show wasn't appropriate for a digital format, but they wanted to come up with something new. So that means that through the duration of the Fringe Festival, we'll have essentially video on demand Fringe performances available. But we're also putting out the equivalent of what would normally be our See It All schedule, where we'll have scheduled viewing times that everyone can be watching the show together. And then we'll be programming talkbacks with artists immediately following those group viewing times.
Now, in addition to the regular programming of shows, there's also going to be some special live streaming events.
That's right. One of the greatest features of the Fringe Festival is the sense of community that we get from everyone being able to come together and experience this art as a collective. And so we're looking for ways to maintain that in the digital space. So that includes, for one thing, a couple of live stream special events, which will be artists producing shows that will be performed live for you, the digital audience. And then we're also going to continue our traditional Fringe nightly news broadcast in a live stream form. And then following that, we'll also have some of the same kind of bar series events that we would have in person in No Theaters Underground, but they'll be digital gatherings instead. So we're looking to have some live music, our traditional FringeCon live Dungeons and Dragons game, and a number of events like that. So we've been taking the existing bar series events and adapting them. We'll even have a weird online version of our Fringe Olympics.
Now, with regards to how people will be able to see this online, is there a special app that they need to have? Is this going to be something that they can do on phones as well as laptops and tablets?
Yeah, it'll be accessible through any mobile device. So you'll buy tickets through our regular online box office, and then that will get you an access code that will allow you to view the video embedded right at cincyfringe.com, and you'll be able to make it full screen. And if you want to, if you're technically savvy and want to cast that to your TV, you're welcome to do that and have a living room theater experience.
Now, speaking of tickets, the Fringe usually offers a different variety of ticket packages, from single tickets to all access. How is that going to work this year, and what will be included?
So this year we'll have base ticket price that allows access to single tickets. And then we're also offering a slightly higher price ticket that will allow additional money to go to artists. And then we're forgoing our normal six show pass this year in favor of emphasizing our digital all access pass, which will allow pass holders to have access to every single offering in the festival.
Now, in addition to performances, there are always other aspects of the Fringe. And one of them that's changing again this year is the visual Fringe.
That's right. For a number of years, the visual Fringe took the shape of higher level art and later Xylene just doing a new mural on either side of our space. And that evolved to include a lot of other art projects, around the festival that included ongoing photography projects and outdoor art installations. So this year, Kayla Williams, who's our design and production associate, she's been working to curate a visual fringe that will be an online digital gallery of work from a select group of artists. So we're really excited to be able to offer that work to a wider audience in a different form that'll also be showcased on our website.
Now, transitioning to digital, hopefully for just this year, or at least mostly this year, are there any digital offerings that are new using this new format?
One of the things that I think has been exciting are various fringe artists who took the show that they intended and have completely reconceived it for digital means. So we have at least one show that's going to be completely animated, which will be exciting. And then other shows that have definitely been drastically reconfigured to take advantage of the digital format. One of the other exciting things that we're able to offer through digital means is a series of fringe flashbacks. So favorite shows that have won awards in the past or were audience favorites, we're now able to offer performances of those via the digital platform so that audiences can see them again. Or if they miss them the first time around and were kicking themselves for missing the show with all this buzz, now's a chance to get to experience that for the first time.
There's some other educational type programs that the Fringe has offered over the past. Workshops on how to produce Fringe, working with high school students to produce a high school Fringe. Are any of those going to be occurring this year?
Fringe Next, which is our high school focused Fringe program, we've decided it's best to just delay that till a later time when that can be performed in person. We will be offering workshops, and the schedule for that will roll out as the festival kicks off. And we will be offering a number of free family fringe experiences, which include story time with Sparkle and some free streams of our educational touring shows.
So obviously, with the current situation, the Fringe is going to be different. If you had to make one elevator speech about Fringe this year, what would it be?
Well, Fringe is always theater that's on the cutting edge of what's happening in American theater. And I think the way we've been able to embrace and explore the digital format really speaks to what's going on in theater in the country right now. And so it is, as is every Fringe, one big experiment. And I hope that people will come in and join our online community as we explore what's possible in the digital theatrical realm.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Andrew Hungerford, for joining us today. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on the 17th Annual Cincinnati Fringe Festival, which runs May 29th through June 13th on a screen near you, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.